Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today is Wednesday, the 12th of June, and here are the top things to watch out for before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to open in the negative zone as the GIFT Nifty is indicating a quiet start for the Indian market. On Tuesday, the Nifty 50 came within kissing distance of its all-time high that it had hit in the previous session. However, the benchmark index gave up gains towards the end of the trading session. At close, the Sensex was down 33 points and the Nifty was up just about 5 points to close at 23,265. Among sectoral indices, realty and media were the biggest gainers, rising over 1% each. Meanwhile, pharma and FMCG were among the biggest sectoral laggards, declining almost 0.5% each. Kotak Mahindra Bank, Divi's Labs and Asian Paints were among the top losers on the Nifty, while ONGC, L&T and Adani Ports were among the top gainers on the index. Meanwhile, the Nifty Midcap 100 index hit a fresh record high in intraday trade on Tuesday. Foreign institutions were net sellers in a small quantity on Tuesday, while domestic institutions remained heavy buyers. This number was also skewed due to the block deals that took place in stocks like Interglobe Aviation, Honasa Consumer and IRB Infra. Now, experts believe that even though we saw a flat close, the undertone remains bullish and traders should adopt a buy on dip approach. 23,400 is seen as a short-term resistance zone for Nifty, while 23,200 will continue to act as a key support. Shifting focus to stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. LTI Mindtree will be in focus as it has opened its regional headquarters in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Indigo will also be in focus as Interglobe Enterprises sold 2% stake in Tuesday's block deal worth over 3,300 crore rupees. Citigroup Global was a buyer of 31 lakh shares at a price of over 1,300 crore rupees. Indigo will also be in focus after the new aviation minister, Ram Mohan Naidu, said that he will review the issue of high airfares. IOL Chemicals is next. It has received CEP certificate for a drug used in the treatment of heartburn and acid reflux. TVS Supply Chain Solutions will be in focus as it has announced a new 5-year strategic contract with Daimler Truck Southeast Asia for integrated supply chain solution services in Singapore. Next up is BL Kashyap. The company has bagged 2 new orders worth over 1,000 crore rupees from Sattva Homes and DLF City. The total order book till date is at a little over 3,500 crore rupees. Lastly, Castrol will also be in focus as Sandeep Sangwan will relinquish his office as managing director of the company from the 31st of October. Kedar Lele has been appointed as additional director and managing director from the 1st of November. Let's now turn our attention to global markets. The 2-day FOMC meet is underway and the US Federal Reserve's decision is due later tonight. The central bank is expected to leave interest rates unchanged at a 23-year high of 5.25 to 5.5%. Investors are hoping that Chairman Jerome Powell will reveal the Fed's assessment of inflation and growth trajectory and offer hints on the timeline for rate cuts. Experts are divided on the prospects of rate cuts this year. Some expect the start of the rate cut cycle in September, while others believe there will be no rate cuts this year at all. Most say that even if there is a rate cut, it will be shallow. The main reason behind this is the recent macro data that signaled tightness in the US job market and hot inflation. Investors will also be awaiting the US CPI print for the month of May. Overnight, Wall Street saw a mixed close with S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite notching fresh closing highs thanks to a rally in the shares of Apple. The Dow was the outlier out of the three major averages as it ended on a negative note. The US 10-year yield was down 7 basis points at a little under 4.4%. Meanwhile, the dollar hit a 4-week high ahead of the US inflation report. Asian markets are trading mixed this morning as investors assess China inflation data. Now, China's May inflation rate came in at 0.3% versus expectations of 0.4%. Meanwhile, crude prices have recovered from sell-off as OPEC projects oil demand growth of 2.2 million barrels per day for 2024 and 1.8 million barrels per day in 2025, according to the group's monthly report. The oil producers see global economic growth of 2.8% this year and 2.9% in 2025. Back home, inflation data for the month of May will be released later today. Now, consumer inflation may have snapped a 4-month downward trend in May due to rapidly rising food costs. May CPI is expected to have picked up to 4.89% from 4.83% in April. Moving on, the IMF has raised its growth projection for India's GDP for FY25 to 6.8% and forecasts a 6.5% expansion for next year. The latest FY25 forecast is a 0.3% upward revision from January's projection. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Siddharth Bhamre, who's the head of research at Asit C. Mehta Investment Intermediates, sharing his outlook on the markets. Let's listen in.
If we remove what has happened in last 1 week, 7 days, 7-8 days probably, or 7-8 trading sessions, then market has actually not gone significantly higher or lower. There has been volatility. The best possible scenario that, you know, this government would have a thumping majority, that is still in the price. And that has not been the case. Nevertheless, the continuity is getting rewarded. But the pace of reforms may take backseat. And we, whether we are vocal about it or whether we are not vocal about it, we all agree to that, that the pace of reform in this coalition form would take, the pace would reduce slightly. Now, we are anticipating that there might be a cap to this market in near term. And it is very important to have sectoral churn in your portfolio depending upon what kind of portfolio you have. When I say that the pace of reform is going to reduce, I am not expecting that equity market is going to tank or there would be end of bull run or something. Just that not everything is going to go up. It's going to be selective market. You would see that indices might not give you a big headroom, but then there will be a lot of stocks where you can, or sectors where you can position yourself accordingly.
And that's all we have for you today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you at the same time tomorrow.